This guided meditation will allow your entire being to experience a state of deep relaxation. Find a comfortable position, either laying down or sitting up, and allow your body to simply relax, let go, sinking softly into whatever is supporting your body at this time. Feel all tension drain away as you become one with the chair or couch or floor beneath you. Deeply relax. Now gently close your eyes, taking a nice deep breath, and release another nice deep breath, imagining breathing in calmness, relaxation, peace. Opening the mouth slightly, just letting it go, letting go of all tension, all stress. Another deep breath. Imagining breathing in calmness, peace, love. Letting go of all exhaustion. Another deep breath. Imagining breathing in calmness, peace, love. Letting go of all minor frustrations, irritations, impatience. Just let them go. Now imagine this relaxation that you're now beginning to enjoy. Imagine it like warm waves. And imagine these warm waves of relaxation flowing from the top of your head. Warm waves of relaxation flowing down the forehead, the cheeks, the mouth, the jaws. Relaxing the jaws completely. As these warm waves of relaxation flow down the neck, the shoulders, the arms, feeling so relaxed and all peace. Warm waves of relaxation flowing down the upper back and chest, flowing down the stomach, the abdomen, the lower back, feeling so relaxed and all peace. Warm waves of relaxation continue flowing down the hips, the thighs, the knees. Warm waves flowing down the legs, the ankles, the bottoms of your feet and out the tips of your toes. As you continue relaxing, feel yourself drifting away. And drifting occurs quite rapidly. You will soon drift into a state similar to the one you are in just before sleep, deep and dreamy, so very relaxed. And now allow yourself to enjoy this time as you float with the music and fill yourself with the beautiful harmonic resonance of love and peace in your entire being. And now that you're so wonderfully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do but to relax. Imagine now that you're just an observer of your own mind, drifting slowly down now through your levels of consciousness. In the upper level at first, the part that deals with everyday life, where decisions have to be made, where the full meaning of things has to be considered, taken into account. Like the sales floor of a very busy department store, crowded full with shoppers and staff. But you're just an observer, totally detached from the scene. Just an observer, quietly, softly, drifting down lower and lower, still in the conscious mind, not yet in the subconscious, down to the level where things are partly heard, partly remembered, partly realized, the place where things are formed before they really begin to take shape. This is like the lower floor of that same department store. The floor perhaps where everything is unpacked, getting ready for sale. And you just carry on, drifting deeper and deeper down, lower and lower, down now into the upper reaches of the subconscious. This is the part of your mind that colors your thoughts, that makes you like some things and dislike others. The part where sudden ideas and inspirations spring from, sometimes catching you almost by surprise. But you just drift lower and lower, softly, gently, deeper and deeper down to the lower levels of your subconscious, as far down as you can go, to the part of your mind that governs how you experience the world. This is the level that's the most important of all. This is the place where accounts are kept, judgments are made. This is the part of your mind that controls and remembers how you feel. It's the birthplace of feelings like pride and anger, pleasure and envy, happiness and pain, and all the other emotions that have made you the person you are today. This is also where secret memories from a long time ago are stored. Memories that are sometimes so secret that even you perhaps have no conscious knowledge of them. But even without that conscious awareness, they can color your judgment, affect your feelings, sometimes benign, often causing all sorts of challenges. Now just imagine yourself at the end of a long corridor, sweeping away in front of you in a long, gentle curve. And you know instinctively that it's completely safe. And as you move along, you see there are doors set in the walls at intervals. Doors to different parts of your mind. And eventually, as you walk along, you find yourself outside a door with the legend "Secrets" inscribed boldly upon it. You notice that it's locked with a large key. And you realize this is the room where all your secret memories are kept. This is the room where your secret memories are kept. Things that have been locked up here by your subconscious mind, because possibly they once upset you in some way. Things that may have hurt you. Things perhaps that frightened you so deeply you simply couldn't bear it. Or perhaps things that you found so uncomfortable, you had to turn away from them. These are all memories from a very long time ago. They cannot hurt you any longer. But your subconscious doesn't know this. And it continues to take responsibility for protecting you from them. And that responsibility weighs heavily on your subconscious mind. And because your subconscious governs how you feel from day to day, that heavy burden affects you consciously. But these memories are nothing more than thoughts now. They cannot hurt you any longer. And your subconscious can simply let them go. You can give your subconscious mind permission to finally let them go. And all you need to do now is simply turn the key in the lock. Slightly open the door, leaving it ajar. And you'll find over the next few days. You may begin to recall some of these old memories from the past, some during dreams, some while you're awake, some of them perhaps just popping into your head when you least expect it. And for every memory you recall, you'll find yourself feeling just a bit lighter, just a bit happier, more free, more confident, more competent to carry on with the day's tasks of living. And now see or imagine yourself in a meadow covered in soft green grass. No allergy problems. And dotted through the soft, lush green grass are flowers of all colors. See yourself walking through the meadow. Feel your feet embraced in the coolness of the grass. See yourself grounded to Mother Earth. The sky is clear and blue. And healing rays from the sun gently caress your body, filling it with warm waves of healing energy, allowing you to be totally and completely relaxed. Breathing gently and easily now, you see tall, majestic trees reaching to the warmth and light of the sun. The leaves and branches sway to and fro in the gentle breeze. And approaching the trees, you come to a crystal clear, babbling brook. Walking alongside the brook, you hear birds chirping, flitting from tree to tree. The sun's healing rays shine through the branches of the trees, directing you, guiding you to move further downstream. Before you is a waterfall. Water is cascading and caressing the smooth rocks surrounding the falls. And a fine, delicate mist rises as the water falls to the brook below. Moving closer, you see a pathway under the waterfall. The water is purifying, cleansing, refreshing, healing. Move along the path under the water now and feel it pour gently over your body from the top of your head, through your body and out through your feet. This crystal clear, healing water cleanses away all your limiting beliefs, all those fears, all apprehensions, and especially washes away all feelings of lack. Warm, healing water pouring over you, cleansing away all frustration, irritation, impatience. All those disappointments, doubts, worries, blame, washed away. Warm healing water cleansing away all that anger. Feelings of insecurity, guilt, feelings of unworthiness completely washed away. All that fear, grief, all sadness, regrets, completely washed away. And as you continue your walk in this beautiful meadow, you come across a tree laden with the most beautiful blossoms. And these blossoms represent the abundance that life has to offer us. Go ahead. Help yourself to all that you need. Help yourself to love and appreciation. Freedom, empowerment, knowledge, joy, passion. Help yourself to happiness, eagerness, enthusiasm. Help yourself to positive expectation, belief, optimism. Help yourself to personal power. Help yourself to all that you need. Help yourself to forgiveness, grace, generosity. Help yourself to gratitude, harmony, joy. Help yourself to tolerance, tolerance for the view of others. Help yourself to trust, truth, wisdom, and most of all, help yourself to unconditional love. I will now count you back to waking consciousness. Allow yourself to return slowly, bringing back a sense of wonder, of peace, and pure love. At the count of five, you'll be fully refreshed, alert, and wide awake. One, slowly and gently coming back to this time and this place. Two, peace and love surrounds you as you slowly return to waking consciousness. Three, the profound feeling of love and peace remains within your heart today and every day. fall, feeling more and more alert. And five, awake and alert with feelings of love, joy, and peace.